Welcome to the Christ Church London podcast. To hear talks from each of our services, please visit christchurchlondon.org.
Hey friends.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
So we are heading into a new chapter as a church. We're right at the start of this process. Last Sunday was the kind of first piece in the Marlin service, the evening service. We had our last service together, which was amazing. It went on for 2.5 hours, which I don't know if it's a Christchurch record. Is it a Christchurch record?
We don't do that in Sutton.
No,
we definitely don't. It's probably a record. I'd have gone long before the
end. I know you would have done. You would have been out. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, no, that was amazing. But that was kind of the first cog in this transition moment as we, close.
What was the feeling? Are people excited?
I think there was a mixture of feelings in the room. Overall sense of excitement, some feelings of obviously people who have been part of the evening service for nearly 8 years now, sort of letting go of that kind of chapter in their lives and looking ahead. People deal with change in different ways, don't they? Some people are really excited about it, really thrilled it's happening, can't wait for it to happen. And others naturally are just a bit more hesitant, bit more worried, and it's completely understandable. And so it's just navigating all of that. And we captured, I think, some of that, quite a few of those emotions in the service as people also came to share about their journey as part of the e-service in particular, and particularly in the evening. Yeah, some of their highlights being part of the community and the gratitude that they feel for the people in our church, but also, you know, just incredible gratitude to God for all he's done in and through our service. So that was really wonderful to hear. I think you were saying that, you know, you just couldn't stop smiling the whole way through. Your jaw was hurting at the end of the 2 hours.
It felt like the best of what the 5 p.m. service has been all in one night. You know, the worship was amazing. The opportunity for people to share. We had a kind of a slightly unplanned open mic, effectively, where people got to express their gratitude for the service. And coincidentally, that was one of the applications from Nathan's talk, who did an amazing job. So it was just really profound, just open the space up for people to share both their excitement, their gratitude, but also some people just said beautifully of how this is actually a kind of a sad moment, but just real hope in what God's doing in Marland. And it was just so good. And then great time in the pub after. Yeah, I couldn't really have asked for a better close to that chapter for us in Marland, and this sort of pushing us into the new one. So yeah, it was amazing. So yeah, that was the first sort of big cog in this transition, I guess.
How are you and Jess feeling about Myland? And I guess, how are you feeling about your leap to the Central London service?
We're really excited, like genuinely looking forward to all that is in store for us as a community. And, you know, merging the two services is obviously something that we've kind of carried for a while now and been praying about and processing. And I think it's one of the big first moves towards uniting people from both services, making it more intergenerational, strengthening the service overall, and creating more space to build community, help people in their discipleship, and invite others as well to explore faith. So I think we're looking forward to all of that together. And having Jess on board is, I mean, it's just incredible. She has natural abilities and giftings that I just don't have. I'm sure that's no surprise to anyone. It's a real privilege doing this alongside her. And of course, I'm not just saying that because she's my wife, but I genuinely think that God has something for both of us as part of this community. And so we feel really strengthened by that, but also just the love and support that we've received from others in Myland and across the other services. You know, just having you guys pray for us and your people pray for us has just been incredible. So we felt that we've been really, really encouraged and blessed by that. We feel the love in ways that we just, you know, are new for us as well. I mean, this whole thing is new. So, you know, there's a sense of like, man, what are we doing? Like, we don't know what we're doing, but yeah, at the same time, we're so thrilled to be doing it and having the love of everyone alongside us for that.
We do love you guys. You are awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for us, I guess, I mean, we've obviously known and processed and prayed about the move for a while now, and it was a big moment when we announced it. Obviously, like, the emotion was quite heavy, if you like. It was quite tiring having to tell people that we were moving on, and the way I've sort of pictured it, it's a goodbye, but it's also not a goodbye. You know, we're not leaving the church. We're going to be co-leading the church together. I'll be back to preach So it's kind of a goodbye, but it's also not a goodbye. So it's kind of hard to fully know what it will feel like. I think Sunday night was really significant. The way I was sort of thinking about it, and this sounds a bit too grandiose, but it's almost like my job is done. This is the right time to hand over to you guys, and you'll do things that I can't, and you and Jess are just totally the right people to take this on. So there's like real excitement and just loads of peace. It was a beautiful Sunday. In some ways, there's sadness that we're going to not be there every week. And you know, we'll miss the people and all that stuff, but just a real sense of, no, God's definitely in this. And it was a really significant moment, I think, just for me personally, to experience Sunday and be excited about that and kind of not really need to do anything, just see you guys, this new team, taking service on. But just that real sense of God in all of it, real sense of excitement. Lars said to me before we announced the move that he just really feels like we're going to go on an adventure and to enjoy the ride. And I really do feel like that for the Central Service particularly, that this is, they're just an amazing community, really resilient, really faithful, love Jesus, proper worshippers, a real culture of worship and prayer there. So I feel really blessed to be able to come in and help and support alongside Dee, obviously with Natalie as well, who's amazing. Yeah, just real excitement. And being in Central London before we planted the e-services was really formative for Dee and I. It was where we learned how to be pastors really and do ministry. So being back in Central London feels, I kind of come alive when I'm there, and I just feel the privilege of being in the city and getting to do church with people in the city. It does feel like such a privilege. So yeah, just really excited.
How well do you know people at Central, and how are you feeling about making new friends? And
yeah, there's some that I'd know pretty well. I think as a family, that's the biggest sort of unknown. So in fact, it was only a few weeks ago that Dee and the family came when I was preaching for the first time to Central Service. So there's people will know me just through preaching and all that kind of stuff, but not many people will know Dee so well. Not many people will know our kids. So there's a real opportunity there to make new friendships, build community. They're great people. So it feels really, really good. And it felt significant coming as a family for the first time. We hadn't announced it publicly yet that this was happening. So we were going knowing this will be our community moving forward. And that was a really special Sunday. It was like, oh no, this feels really good. And Dee felt the same, which is very important. And it was just like lovely, like Philippa looked after the twins in creche. And obviously Dave and Philippa know what it's like doing church with three and with twins. So it's kind of funny how that's mirrored in with them. But that was really special, so Dee could be in the service. That was really nice.
Did kids enjoy it?
Yeah, Isaac loved it. In fact, he loved it. He's now going to be little Isaac because there's a big Isaac, and he's looking forward to that, which is cool. So
brilliant.
Yeah, he had a great time causing chaos as he does here. So yeah, he's excited.
And the kids and youth work in Central is amazing.
Yeah,
I hear. So
yeah, Paige,
it's exciting.
Like it was actually really when we went to the Central Service. Went to pick up Isaac and just saw the youth doing Alpha. Paige is doing an amazing job.
She is.
One of the things that we're all feeling for this new chapter is it's not just about what God does in us and in our generation, but actually this is for the next generation. It's for those rising up and growing up in faith. And the church is declining in this country, and we need new leaders, new followers of Jesus who would just do anything for him. So definitely feeling that for the Central Service, but also just for the church at large. But you guys, Tilsleys.
Yeah.
Joy's coming on staff.
She is.
June the 1st.
She is.
You said that would never happen. Or Joy said that would never happen.
She did. Yeah.
Now it's happening.
Yeah, to be honest, it doesn't feel real in some ways. The last 6 to 9 months has felt so busy. I guess as the Sutton community has grown, there's just more and more stuff happening. So attention's been there in particular. We're running out of space in both the English service and the Cantonese service. So we're looking and praying for a new venue. In some ways, it's not really felt real. Even though now it actually is quite close for Joy coming on staff. We're now debating who gets the prime seat working downstairs near the tea and biscuits and cake, who has to go to the top of the house.
Great, so we'll know now, if we ever Zoom Joy or Andy, who's won the debate.
Who won the argument?
I think we probably know who's going to win, but that'll be confirmed.
Yeah, there's only one winner, to be honest. So she's really excited and has really felt God lead her to this point. And I think over the last year, this time last year, Joy and I were both thinking something new's coming, we don't know what. I actually started talking to Dave about it without really knowing or having really any expectation that this would be what it was. It feels like in some ways this has been a long time coming, though it's only become kind of more clear over the last 6 months or so. But yeah, we feel excited, looking forward to what God does, both locally in Sutton, but also I've been around all the services recently. The most striking thing is just God's presence in the room. I was in Central just yesterday, the worship was just very special. I was in Stockwell last week, I was in Mile End a few weeks ago. God's really with us right now and doing something. And actually somebody who used to come to Christchurch a number of years ago texted me last week, not knowing much of what was going on, saying, Andy, I just really feel that God's calling you to call the church to holiness in advance of God bringing a renewal, which is everything that we've been talking about and praying about. They didn't know that. And it was just confirmation about what we're kind of moving into as a church. So I feel really excited about that. How's Stockwell doing? How are you?
Yeah, good. Yeah, Stockwell is, I mean, we're kind of the least impacted by all these big changes, which I think we feel is a breath of fresh air for us. We're very happy with that. But yeah, I think there's a lot of excitement for this new chapter. Yeah, we're growing. It seems that there's a lot of babies coming. Either they're yet to be born, like they're just a few months or weeks away, or they've just been born. And so that's really exciting. We're just really looking to see what God is doing, where we are in Platnos and where we are with the local community, and looking for ways to engage and think about what our mission is there. I'm really excited for what God is doing. It feels like there's stuff stirring in us with the worship, and we've been feeling for a long time that, yeah, God is moving in our city. There is revival happening in our city, and that he's asking us to prepare the way for his Holy Spirit. And so I really feel that call to holiness. I think I've been feeling it for a while, that actually, yeah, God is really calling us to live differently, to respond differently, to consecrate ourselves. And he's going to pour into new wineskins.
I'm really excited for Stockwell. I said this to you a few times. A couple of years ago, Sutton, as you're aware, went through a really big growth spurt. Everything I see happening in Stockwell reminds me of everything that happened in Sutton just as the growth spurt was beginning. Right. And even the amount of babies that you're seeing. Yeah, that was just all part of it. And in some ways, I felt like the new life that was happening in the natural corresponded to the new life and growth that we've seen more kind of supernaturally, because we did nothing to bring in the growth. It just kind of happened. It's just great going to Stockwell. Every time I go, I'm meeting new people the whole time. And just new people that are just full of faith, love for Jesus, are infectious in worship. I'm excited for the church. I think you're going to go on a great adventure in terms of what God's got for you guys.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. I appreciate that encouragement. It's really interesting because when people come from different services, I was reflecting this to Shininga the other day. It's a bit like, you know, when someone hasn't seen your children for a while, you don't really notice your children growing up. Yeah. And then someone comes and they're like, oh, wow, they've grown so much. You're like, have they? Really? Yeah. You know, so it feels when you guys come to Stockwell, it's like, oh, I wonder how they're finding it. I wonder if it's kind of, how does it feel different? How does it feel different? So I really appreciate that encouragement. Yeah, it does feel that there's newness of life happening all over the place.
I'm also really excited about you guys and as you step into this new chapter leading Christchurch London. And I'm just curious to know, you've probably mentioned this a little bit in previous times, but how do you guys feel stepping into this, and particularly stepping into it as co-leaders of Christchurch London? You're obviously great friends and you've been good friends for ages and you've worked together for ages. So what?
Well, we know who's Zant and who's Deck now. So that
we don't know who's Andy.
I think it's very clear.
I'm totally contesting that.
Yeah. So. I think how I would articulate how I'm feeling is both a sort of fire in my heart kind of feeling, but also just on my knees at the same time. So both this real passion and real like, oh man, this is a really important time for our church, for the church, for our city. Real sense of like urgency in seeking the presence of God, but just a real, man, we really need Jesus. One of the things we've been talking about is like he's the leader of this church. Our role is just to look to see where he is and follow him. But I think both a sense of real excitement, real passion for this church. We just love this church. We love this city. Real sense of urgency, but also a real need for Jesus and his presence. That feels like the kind of temperature, to use that word, across all of us and our church. I'm seeing it in lots of people. This real passion, real desire, real hunger, with a real sense of need and wanting to see Jesus and follow him. So the whole process so far has been a real gift, I think. Even just in our conversations as a team with Dave, I mean, Dave's been amazing, and that's just been a real gift. And that isn't always the case in this kind of transition, particularly founder to next generation. So I feel we should be really grateful, or I am really grateful to God for that. It's only been public for, what, three weeks? That was when we announced it. just the response from the church has been amazing as well. Just real encouragement, real support. It's just been a gift. It's just exciting. I don't know what you would say, but...
Well, I mean, I've seen lots of transition moments happen in churches in the past. And sometimes, not always, but sometimes kind of posture of the new leader, not necessarily in a bad way, is right, now the old leader's gone.
Yeah.
Here's all my ideas and plans for things to do differently. And we've not had that approach at all. There's just been this very raw awareness of our own, both personal weakness, but our desperate need of God. And I think what we really long for is just God to do the stuff that really only he can do. Yeah. We aren't coming to this with a clear sense of what comes next. There's not a 10-point vision we're going to start talking to the church about. It's like what we really long for is just God to move in power. We've heard all the stories in the past.
Yeah.
Like, God, would you do that again? Yeah. I mean, just one thing I shared at Beneath the Surface last week is there's a lady doing Alpha in Sutton right now. It's an absolute joy doing Alpha with her because she's never read the Bible. She's never heard about Jesus. She doesn't know anything at all. She started watching The Chosen, and she has no idea what's coming. And she's starting to speculate about what's coming, like Matthew, he's going to go bad. I'm like, no, it's Judas, but we're not getting any spoilers right now. But we gave her a Bible, never read the Bible before. And a couple of weeks ago, she has a dream in the middle of the night. And in the dream, she just sees Matthew 7, 13, 14. And she doesn't even know how to like write chapters and verses. So she just writes this out and wakes up and thinks, oh, the Bible, maybe that's in the Bible. So she looks it up and it's, enter through the narrow gate. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the way that leads to salvation. And she comes to Alpha like, what's this mean? And I'm like, I can't do that. I can't create those moments. So actually, more than anything else, I just want to be on my knees praying, God, would you come? And that's kind of what we want to call the church to. And I think what gets us both way more excited, and I think I'd say the same for you guys too, is empowering and releasing others rather than having to do all the ministry ourselves. Yeah. Just much more exciting when we team it together.
Yeah.
I think of the moments when like Jesus sends out the disciples and they come back rejoicing because, oh wow, we've seen God move in power. Yeah, totally. Wouldn't it be amazing if that happened to us as a church? Yeah, yeah. So I think that's kind of what we're longing for in God, praying for. No idea what's going to happen. Like not got a Scooby-Doo, but a sense of excitement. Yeah. And both between us with Dave, but also for all of us, I think what's really sweet at the moment on the team is just a lovely sense of friendship.
Yeah.
And we're just friends doing this together.
Yeah.
And I think that's just really lovely right now.
Yeah. Yeah.